Welcome to PMF Show on Run Radio. We're about physical, mental fitness, and I'm joined by Amity Farr. How are you today?
Good, Trina. Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Thanks for being here. Did you get your workout in already?
Not yet. Not today. It's raining today where I am, so not yet.
So are you going to be working out close by home, or are you going to go to a gym?
I am going to be working out close by home. So I'll probably go for a walk in my neighborhood if it lets up a little bit. And I've also got a strengthening workout program that I made for myself that I intend to use on inclement days like this and during the winter.
Which brings me to our topic today. We're talking about likes and dislikes of going to the gym or working out from home. And we both have our opinions on each one. So let's start with going to a gym. Your likes, your dislikes, what's your preference if you take it or leave it?
Okay. Well, once I state my likes and dislikes, you are going to know that I have a strong bias in one way, but I will start with the positive. And what I can say that I like about a gym workout is that I can stay dry and warm while I exercise. So that is a plus that I cannot deny. But here comes the bias. So for years, I have intermittently gone to gyms, several different kinds of gyms, big gyms, small gyms. And it left me with the distinct impression that when I'm working out on the equipment, and especially on the cardio deck, I just feel like a hamster on one of those wheels. I just don't feel like I'm really getting anywhere or getting anything done. So that's one thing. And then I kind of feel like I'm sometimes at a meat market when the heavy lifters are out and doing their thing and grunting and showing off and everything. So I can pass on that. And another thing is, you know, I have to hand it to the staff of the gyms. They really do have their work cut out for them. And all things considered, the gyms that I have been to do a really great job. But in the winter, when everybody is in close quarters, they've got the heat on, it begins to smell sometimes, and I don't like that. So, and then my final beef with gym culture is, I don't appreciate the fashion show. I just don't like seeing scantily clad men or women. And so I guess in short, I hate to say this, but I hate the gym.
You are probably not alone. It's not my favorite. I think more so if I were in desperation where I had no ability to have, you know, like safe streets to walk on or no equipment whatsoever at home, I might do it. But I'm with you. I don't really like the gym either. I get intimidated with looking at, you know, tip-top, you know, people working out, and I'm going, I am not looking like that. Remember the memes where they're like, what you think you look like and then what you really look like? I'm being what you really look like.
Yeah.
It's like a disaster.
I am with
so,
you.
No, it's not my favorite thing either. It's a little intimidating no matter what level you're at. I feel awkward, and it's not my most favorite thing as well. In fact, I've really never consistently belonged to a gym. I went to, like, in college when you had access to a university gym. And then when I taught classes, I had access. But other than that, I just don't keep a regular membership. I prefer to put the money into my own equipment and having the accessibility at my fingertips.
Yeah. We are two peas in a pod, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate everything you said.
What do you like most about working out at home since you prefer to stick close to your own dwelling?
All right. So I do love working out at home. And a big thing to me is there is absolutely no travel time. I also don't personally own any equipment. My husband has, I think, about three or four things, but I myself don't use them. So my balancing and stretching and strengthening exercises, I do that with my own body weight and the exercises that I can figure out to do without any kind of equipment. So if I did have equipment, I guess I would have to qualify that as like the available tables in my home, countertops, and chairs if needed. And I love, 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 love walking outdoors. And I love seeing what is going on in my neighborhood, getting stopped unexpectedly to chat with a neighbor, and just generally taking in the available wildlife and sights and sounds and smell. I just enjoy being in the real. And what else I like? I can wear whatever I want. And when I get done, my shower is right there waiting for me with all my chosen beauty products as soon as I finish. So I don't have to pack a bag. It's all right there in my bathroom. And an unlimited supply of water is there in my home and food if I get hungry. And so that is all available to me and I don't have to travel to get to it. If something unexpected happens, I can stop. And the best part is, especially in the winter, and we are approaching winter, I probably will not have a sweaty, cold car ride home.
There you go. Well, to give props to gyms, I will say if that's your thing or you're just torn trying to decide, it is nice for a beginner to be able to ask a trainer how to properly do exercises or use certain equipment. Also, if it has a swimming pool or big equipment, you've got access to those things that you might not have at home or in your neighborhood. So those are some benefits there. But I'm with you. One of my biggest loves, and I will be such an advocate for home workouts when it comes to saving time, especially when someone is trying to work in a workout into their lifestyle and they're not used to it. Packing the things that you think you're going to need at a gym takes time. Traveling across town takes time. Coming back takes time. All of that, 9 times out of 10, your workout could be done in the drive there. So if someone's trying to decide, and especially with the way things are right now with trying to keep things extra clean for the gyms, you're going to be a lot more comfortable in your own home. And it just saves, your pocketbook's going to thank you too, because you don't have those gym fees, which add up if you're not getting enough time there or you're not going. A lot of people don't realize how much they end up wasting in the long run because they just haven't gone. So.
Right. You are so right about that. You know, in my line of work, frugality is very important. And so what you're hitting on is so true. You know, you don't have the membership fee, and membership fees, the rock bottom price that I've been able to find is $10 a month. Well, over the course of the year, that's $120, and it just gets worse from there. I haven't ever heard of a gym being less than $10 where I live. So there's that. And then, you know, if you're not concerned about impressing people, you can wear what you want. And so you save money on your wardrobe. And you don't have to necessarily buy fancy drinks or a water bottle or whatever you think you need to fit into the gym culture. And so you're right. The frugal aspect of this can be just amazing. And, you know, during these times of the pandemic, working out at home is one more way to cut out a risk.
Exactly. When it comes to saving that money and spending it for the gym, I will say if you are wanting to try it, it is worth it for your health. It is something, I mean, $10 is better spent there than it is on another fast food meal. Don't get me wrong. But once you kind of realize what equipment you use, put it towards collecting some equipment, some free weights. You can put that into your own home gym over the time. Or like you're saying, there's so much you can do with your own chairs. You can use furniture sliders. All kinds of things that you can look up on the internet and get ideas, write down some exercises, and boom, before you know it, you do a few circuits on that and you've got your workout in.
One thing I will say in the benefit of a gym situation, during last year, actually the beginning of 2020 in the winter time, January and February, and even into December and November of last year, I made a commitment with myself to start getting back into physical activity. So at first I did it at the gym, but then I realized that I had developed the habit and the want to could live without the gym. So yeah. I ditched the gym in the spring.
Yeah. And you've been really happy with your decision.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. I have no plans on establishing a gym membership again.
Wow. Very cool. Well, those are some ideas for going to a gym or staying home to get your workout in. Lots of pros and cons to each one. You know, test them out. A lot of gyms will give you a trial to see if it's something that will fit into your lifestyle. You can always take some of those tips home and develop your own system for being in the comfort of your very own home. Just be fit because you'll be well. Thanks, Amity, for joining me on the PMF show. Where can folks go to learn about being more frugal?
They can go to my website, which is simplefly life.com. So it's simple, like the word simple, fly, like go fly a kite, and life, like the life we are living.com. Thank you so much for having me, Trina. This has been a blast.
Thank you. You can find out more about the scheduling programming at runradio.net.